AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A grand jury in New Mexico has indicted actor and director Timothy Busfield on 4 counts of criminal sexual contact with a child. Investigators say allegations are from when Busfield was working as a director on the set of the TV series The Cleaning Lady. He has denied the allegations. Police in Britain searched 2 properties linked to ex-ambassador to the U.S. Peter Mandelson as part of a probe into potential misconduct stemming from his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. It's putting pressure on Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He hired Mandelson in 2024.
The information now available makes clear that the answers he gave were lies. He portrayed Epstein as someone he barely knew.
This could cost Starmer his job. Mandelson has not been charged, but in Britain, misconduct in public office carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. The AP's Lawrence Brooks reports on an apology from Norway's Crown Princess over ties to Epstein.
Crown Princess Mette Marit's contact with Epstein has put her in the spotlight in recent days, just as her son went to trial this week for multiple offences, including charges of rape. The Epstein files contained several hundred mentions of the Crown Princess. The documents, which include email exchanges, showed that Mette Marit borrowed an Epstein-owned property in Palm Beach, Florida for several days in 2013. Meanwhile, Norway has opened an aggravated corruption investigation into former Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland over his links to Jeffrey Epstein, and the World Economic Forum is reviewing its CEO Birger Brende's ties to Epstein. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Luigi Mangione spoke out in court in New York against the prospect of back-to-back state and federal trials in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He told the judge it's the same trial twice. 1 plus 1 is 2. This is AP News. The focus Sunday won't be just on football and puppies.
The New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks won't be the only Sunday battle. There's also a battle of the Super Bowl ads, vying for the attention of more than 120 million viewers, like George Clooney for Grubhub and William Shatner for Raisin Bran.
Will Shat here, bringing fiber to the masses with Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Janine Poggi, editor-in-chief of Ad Age, says advertisers are keeping it light and humorous this year.
Not surprising, given sort of the state of the world and using the Super Bowl as a place for really pure entertainment. No brands are coming in looking to be controversial. They really want this to be about the entertainment.
And Hellman's Mayonnaise is hoping you don't miss their ad, sung to the tune of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Hellman's makes it taste so good.
I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.